540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A man accused of killing three people in Milwaukee earlier this month is losing his communication privileges in jail. Court records show a judge revoked 36-year-old Thomas Zillikoffer's phone, visitation, and mail privileges, except for communication with his attorney. Prosecutors say Zillikoffer used a jail tablet to send messages intended to intimidate a witness. Zillikoffer is accused of killing Vanessa DeHara and Scott Buchholz in Milwaukee, and later Shamar LaHare. The story has hit the campaign trail. Republican Tom Tiffany says David Crawley backed the jail tablet program and that it puts public safety at risk. Crawley says the devices can help inmates stay connected to family, lawyers, and services, and that the county is reviewing safeguards with the sheriff's office. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The longtime mayor of Brookfield is back in his office. Mayor Steve Ponto returned to work last week following a sudden three-month leave of absence that began in late May. Ponto didn't provide reasons for the temporary exit, only saying that personal reasons would keep him from performing his duties as mayor. He thanked the city and the community for their support during his absence, including Council President Gary McCorn for being acting mayor. Ponto is currently serving his fifth term as mayor of Brookfield. Authorities are investigating a deadly shooting at a Cudahy gun range. Cudahy police say the shooting happened Friday at Eagle Sports Range. A witness said the man accidentally shot himself. Gun range staff immediately helped the man before emergency crews took him to a hospital. Authorities haven't released further details. Possible child abuse charges were considered after video showed a man from Milwaukee tripping a child at a youth football game in Racine County. Investigators say the Mount Pleasant Police Department discussed the situation with the Racine County District Attorney's Office before deciding disorderly conduct fit the case. Police say 41-year-old Terrence Bradshaw, a parent from the opposing team, went onto the Case High School field and tripped a 9-year-old player after becoming upset about a play. Officers say the child wasn't hurt. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to four counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her four children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the global war on terror are back home in Wisconsin after a four-day mission of healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers opening a four-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the Cubs. Milwaukee with an eight-game lead over Chicago heading into tonight's game, and yet the crew still not a favorite in the postseason. Manager Pat Murphy.
People like to say we're the underdogs. Well, that's fine. We're just trying to say we have to play a certain way. The expectation can't be, well, we got a better record than them, so we're better at this, this, and this. We have to play a certain way, and yeah, it'll be a great opportunity, great environment.
The Cubs losing at home last night to the Reds 7-5. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Three home runs are going to kill you in a start. I mean, that's just too many. You're not having a good start if you give up three home runs. You got to limit that part of the game.
NFL, the Packers made some trades at the deadline yesterday to form a 53-man roster. They added running back Caleb Johnson from the Steelers and tight end Mark Redman from the Rams. They gave up quarterback Kyle McCord to the Dolphins for a future sixth-round pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible from this morning into early afternoon, then partly cloudy. It's going to be warm and muggy today with a high of 89. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms after midnight, low of 72 tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.